100 Word Stories. Good morning, everyone. It's Sunday. Well, here it's Sunday. You may be listening to this on Tuesday or Thursday, or maybe sometime in the far distant future when Earth has gone cold, the sun has exploded, we're nothing but a cinder, and... Wait, how the... Never mind. This is the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge, where I post the topic and you come up with the story. Then it's all up there on oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. And then, I don't know, posthumouscrap.com takes over. I don't know. That's not my problem. My problem right now is I've got a whole bunch of stories and I gotta find a way to make you listen to them. And they're all on the topic of... Crap, what was the topic? Let's see. Coast! Okay, well, I can do that. Well, here, let's share you a story. The first one is from John Musico. This is going to be a good one. Okay, so settle back, relax, unless you're driving. I make that joke every time. Unless you're flying a large commercial aircraft, then what the hell are you... No, don't. No, it's... What? I hope you had the fish.
Valhalla Beckons by John Musico. As every time before, the Norsemen wondered, would this be the last voyage? For such men there was only conquest or the warm afterlife. Both were good. He sat in the lodge with a far-off gaze, leaning over a wooden plate and a horn of mead. The wind outside was icy, as always. The other journeymen sat spattered at the table, postured much the same, bearing the same distant stare. As if signaled, they rose nearly in unison. It was time to go back to the ship. Again the wind blew. It was an odd, warm wind. The Norseman smiled.
Thank you, John. And maybe that's where the podcast will come from, when it's all over. We'll all be up at Valhalla, telling stories, while all the crazy Vikings are throwing things. I don't know. I don't claim to know. Maybe I don't want to know what happens. All right, let me adjust the headset here. Things are going to be changing here on the podcast in a few days. In a week. I've got a Blue Yeti showing up sometime. I ordered it. They say it's going to be here on the 31st, New Year's Eve, and it says delivered by 8 p.m. New Year. Yeah, really? Seriously? No, I don't think so. Plus, I'm not going to go into work on the 1st, so we're talking on the 2nd is when this thing comes on. I don't know why I'm changing horses midstream, but you know, microphone-wise, I had a crappy analog headset. Then I had the Logitech USB, simple sticky one, the stick. And then I went with the MXL990 with the preamp. Never bothered fixing it. Then I've been using Logitech H530s for a long time. Those were good. Those were simple, good, straightforward. That broke. I used the Logitech H540 for a while. That sucked. That one's at work as an emergency spare. And then this H390 is kind of passable. Funny thing is, the microphone that's built into this laptop is not that bad. So, hey, Apple, Johnny Ives, and all that. Steve Jobs did something right. But the Blue Yeti, I'm going to give that a try. It's got a whole bunch of Amazon credit. And it's like, oh, yeah, sure, why not? That'll change. We'll see if it turns out any good. Otherwise, who wants a Blue Yeti? I know someone who would want a Blue Yeti. Jeffrey, let's listen to him.
Hello, Jeffrey Fisher here. Hope everybody is still full of Christmas cheer. I have two stories today for week number 401 on the topic of coast. My first story is called Drive. When others think of Christmas, they may think of the birth of Jesus, or gifts, or the aromas of cooking. Not me. Every Christmas I find myself on the road, driving up the coast en route to visit my mother. She doesn't recognize me. We exchange pleasantries as if two strangers met. I press a gift into her hands and kiss her on the cheek, wishing her a Merry Christmas as she gives me a bewildered look. Then I'm back in my car, tuning the radio to a station that promises to play anything but Christmas music. My second story is called Flying. Growing up, when snow fell, the big kids would take their sleds and coasters to Doom Hill. I could hear their screams of excitement and terror. I wished I could join them, but my parents refused to allow me. The year I was 14, snow came early. I told my parents I would be at Jimmy's house, then took my sled to Doom Hill. As I gathered speed, I coasted for a minute and then launched into space, flying for just a second. I was free. Then I crashed and broke my arm in two places. Well, that's it for me this week. I'll be back next week for week 402.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Okay, what? Am I doing the Baileys again? Yeah. But this time, okay, I bit the bullet and I used some credit that I had and went over to Best Buy and I picked up a Keurig coffee maker. Not the super ultra fancy one and not the really dinky one cup one, which it makes one cup. Why not just put the water in there and you have to heat it up anyway. It's not like you're going to have one after the other after the other. Okay, I know. But the point is, I had to. And I got sick of making a whole pot of Kona and wasting all that. Yeah, the Kona, man? Oh, God. It's so good. So I got one of those roll-your-own little cuppy things, but I'll probably need another because of tea. I mean, what do? You take the tea bags and you dump them out into there? I don't know. But whatever. So, you got the tea, although you can just run the water through it and have the tea bag in there, right? It just heats up the water. I'll figure it out. But the point is, got a Keurig. So what I've done is I've gone on my Amazon list and I just like, sampler, 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 sampler. And also I ordered the Blue Yeti. Do not get the two mixed up. So I had one of the things in there. We have these Keurigs all over the place at work. Man, they're so good and so handy. But they're always on there, so as opposed to it takes a few minutes to warm up. But I wake up and I can just hit the power. And then as I'm getting my fiber drink, you know, the water heats up and then I'll go get coffee. I love this thing. It is so cool. Until it breaks down. Then, shit. So who's next? Zachman. How would you like to have a fine cup of Zachman? Let's try.
A gift for your husband. The ramen noodle himself. Coast deodorant soap. Where is he? I heard the pickup coasting into the driveway. Yeah, hypermiling isn't safe, but you know how he can get all Sergeant Packet when he wants to try something? Like when he says, "That's a sugar glider? That isn't what a sugar glider should be," then drags me to Costco to buy enough corn syrup to build a sugar glider to launch himself off the barn, hopefully coasting safely to the ground. Why coast? The ad said it's the eye-opener, and we can always hope.
Well, you've opened our eyes, Zach, man. Thank you. So we've got both coffee makers now. One of them is in the, we have the, I posted photos before, but it's a, we have these wire shelves and circling what would be a kitchen, which really isn't. But we've got the kitchen and then we've got, well, not really the kitchen, the eating area, which isn't much since we always, you know, always eat in the living room or we eat it. Well, we haven't been in a restaurant in years. Well, months. Maybe we should go out to eat tonight. No, got something else to do. And there's going to be football. Whatever, I'll pick something up. I went to Nidnoy yesterday. They opened late. It took them a while to get set up, but it was worth it. They didn't have soft spring rolls, though, so I ate the hot ones, and that's the reason why I don't eat the hot ones. But I picked up the coffee maker, and then I got there right at 12:30. It's like, good timing! No. they're running late. That's okay. I was just like, oh, you know, just look through my email, look through this, look through that. You know, I'm on, you know, have a book ready. Always have a book with you, okay? Just some advice I've had. Always have a book with you. If you get a gift card and they're making it difficult for you to use it, just go to their world store, you know, in-world real store and just say, I'm having trouble with this gift card. Here's something expensive that I'm going to buy with it. And although if you can't make the gift card work, I'm not going to buy it. You put it onto them. And they said, well, get a store manager. They'll figure it out. They will figure it out. And if you have that, like, you know, loyalty credit, you know, $15 or whatever. And they get, oh, when I bought the thing, they gave me $15. So, more K-Cups. God, we're going to have so many of them and never use them, right? No, that's the thing. I wasn't brewing coffee in the morning here because it was such a pain in the ass. I have to put it in a basket and all that and measure only one cup. This, and then pour it out. No, this goes straight into the cup. Saves me time. Oh, and my favorite, even though the Kona is, the caramel. Although I've got all these syrups at work. So, vanilla, French vanilla, vanilla bean, that's good. But this is so good too. I don't know. There's so many options, you know? How about I just stop rambling and set you up with Richard here?
Good morning. As you will be able to tell, I received a special gift this Christmas, that of a nasty cold. And so there is only one story for you this week, and it's called Coast. I remember the last family trip we took to the coast, unaware that we'd never again have the opportunity. The sand, the sun, and most of all the sea remain forever etched in my memories. But I can no longer look upon the sea or the coast with any fondness. The world grew warmer, the ice caps melted, and the seas rose, flooding inland, taking towns, cities, homes, and lives indiscriminately and without mercy. We are the fortunate ones, those who survived, those who remember the world as it once was. Today, there is no coast, only the endless sea. And hopefully next week, I should be feeling a bit better and more able. Until then, goodbye.
Well, I hope you're feeling better next week, Richard. It's a brand new year. Everyone should be feeling new and refreshed and wonderful. I hope everyone feels better. I hope everyone doesn't just feel better, but feel great, wonderful, bounding and leaping, unless they live near a minefield. Then please be careful. Who's up next? Oh, it's Spate, one of the folks who came into our little family of madness here this year. So good friends we found, good friends we've lost. Spate, I'm glad you've joined us. I'm glad that everyone has joined us for as long as you've been with us, unless you've been one of those, oh, well, you should do it this way, and you should do it that way. Sometimes I take advice well. Other times, bye, Thomas. But the others, the ones that, really, if you're still listening, let me know. What can I do to convince you to come back? Even if it's a bribe of coffee, you know, send me your wish list. I picked off a few things from one or two people's wish lists. If you haven't gotten one, that's because I didn't pull your name out of the hat. You know, I could get away with not having actually done anything and just say, well, you know, if you didn't get it, I didn't get your name out of the hat. That's kind of jerkish, but actually, I should have done that. It would have been cheaper. What the hell is this? Oh, the Plantronics case. Yeah, what I've done is, I've got a Plantronics M55 at home, and then an M50 at work, so that I can have earpieces at home and work fully charged. Because there are times when I'm like, okay, I want to listen to something, but Gina's got something on TV, and I want to pretend to be social, so I've got the sound going in my ear for something else. That's okay. So she can watch what she watches, and I can do whatever. And it's too cold for me to go outside, although I didn't really go outside much. What would really help is if we had an electrical outlet outside. They're never going to hook one up. We need to get a house. Hell with it. We both got cars now. Now it's time for a house. You know what else it's time for? It's time for Sing. And the madam and the yogi. He's weaving this thing together. When it's all woven up into an awesome blanket, wrap yourself in it. But until then, we're seeing it come together. And it's kind of cool. Here he is.
Foreign Madam and the White Yogi, a verse novel in progress by Chris Mooney Singh. In this installment, Yogi tries to score some points with a bright idea that he comes up with. Chapter 23. An idea catches the bus. A desire to do and please, a bumpy plan gets down, takes chai at the workshop, chatter and more chai, the sound of whittling wood, a call to Bridgepile Chauhan, the white car pulling up, yes, glad to serve, talk and wobbling heads, eyebrows twitching with code, a favour called in by Barhai, a phone dialed to the depot. The day after, coming. Be ready, arriving late. The bright idea says, thank you. No mention, it is our duty. The bright idea nods and runs to ride the manic bus, happily back to the village. So, you agreed to this without first telling me? What about the parents? She was not pleased. They were in the office. It was after lunch. The children were all lying about under the people. A collective unconscious snooze with rapid squirrels jumping up and down the trunk. But it's fine. They will love it, surely, and there's no cost at all. There was nothing she could do. The bus was booked. Trust me, honey, I was thinking of the kids. When the rains begin, we won't be able to move. The roads, they say, will be tractor, tread, and bog. The requests ran home, returning orally next day, as girls with pink and yellow ribbons, plus shorts and fresh shirts, whirling leather satchels like slings collecting heads. Ow! Said Atul. Big-boned Kuldeep, a growing beamer, wrestled with another boy until their madam scolded, trying her best with hands and crippled Hendy. Are you sure it's coming? Said Margot. 8 o'clock. Yogi had made the plan and had full faith in IST, that unreliable god. Excitement was a fever hard to cure. Yogi waited, peering down the road for a cloud of dust and proof of his faith in Barhai. At 9:45 in Indian Standard Time, the bus pulled up, growling like a tiger. Kids plied head first through the hissing door and fought for front row seats, but were expelled from Madam and Yogi's first-class privileges on cracked upholstery and a bad spring, like a jack-in-the-box poking through white fiber. Thank God for that, thought Yogi. It would have been bad with a no-show. The lady leopard might have taken him apart all day and night, but Barhai had come through. And so the bus now turned and steered head on to Hastinapur. Passing a tall swastika shrine, they dodged depressions and decay. Gears clunked down a snaking vine, horn trumpeting, "Get out of my way!" the modern Ganges River of Tar, of wobbly cycles, motorbikes, tempo, truck, three-wheeler car, went short distance or on long hikes, while women sat and spread out grain and husked it via the tire's zoom. Or farm boys snatched stray columns of cane from a bouncing tractor trolley's boom, hitting a pothole. The school kid shoved, pushing harder with each bus swerve. Around some bend awaits the beloved, the angel of death, eager to serve. Yogi remembered the coasts of long white sand, taking greyhound buses up Coffs Harbour way. Those long stretches of straight road, then a turn revealing coastal blue, some sweeping cliff with seabirds like confetti above the spume. Such days, going in alone, were gone. A wife was here now. New tension grew, bumping into the other with each mad swerve of the beetle-chewing driver. Chauhan was to come to Hastinapur soon enough, and then to tell its Mahabharat story, and then Jane. Margot sat in silence, slipping the beads of a sandalwood mala between her patient fingers.
Oh, those fingers, those tricky fingers. Thank you, Singh. Oh, this coffee's almost out. If only I had a way to make more really quick. Right! I can pop in a caramel thingy. Caramels are the ones, the K-cups I like the best. And then the Kona for the roll-your-own. I've already filled the roll-your-own one with Kona. And then I need to get another. And then I prep them. And then I put them in mason jars and seal them so that they're ready. Isn't that cool? Isn't that great? Yeah, I'm not stoked on coffee, am I? Although I gotta get smaller mason jar thingies for them, so that they're, you know, smaller. Next up is Cliff. So let's see what he's got. We're just rolling through here. My babble is hopefully not putting you to sleep. If it is, shit, have the co-pilot take over. Here's Cliff. And really, just, guys, I'm just... week in, week out, I post up some crazy topic that somebody suggested, and you guys come up with this stuff, and I'm just, why are you doing this? Why? What's the challenge for you? And why do you trust a crazy ass like me to put it together for you? Why do you come here? I just wonder sometimes. And are you sending stuff into the Drabblecast, too? Are you posting them up to the forums? Maybe what I should do is have a challenge one week of just, there's no weekly challenge here. What we're going to do is hand our stories to someone else and then put them up on the Dribblecast. How does it work over there? Does someone want to research that? Who wants to captain that project? Well, until, you know, bum rush the Dribblecast. That would be kind of fun. So here's Cliff, and while you're looking up the Dribblecast.
When the virus hit, it hit fast. If people didn't fall to the bug, they fell to what was left. Zombies. It wasn't like the movies. They were fast, tough, and worst of all, they were smart. They didn't shamble, they hunted. Eventually we realized the only safe place was near the ocean. Salt water drove them back. Soon, the last remnants of mankind all lived within a few miles of the shore. Eventually, we'll take back the interior, but for now, this is all we have. The land of the dead surrounded by the coast of the living. And here's a slightly more upbeat story with the prompt of coast. We used to go up to the top of the hill on 4th Street on our bikes. The steep hill made for a tough ride, but when we got to the top, it was worth it. We'd line up and push off, our feet stuck out to the side as we flew down the hill. We blasted through the stop sign at Rush Street and ended up at the bridge. Now that I'm an adult, I like to think I'm pedaling up that hill. I just wonder if I'll ever get to the point where I get to coast again. Well, I did say slightly more upbeat. All right, thanks. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Cliff. Hopefully that time comes soon, because it's good to coast now and then. So I looked up dribblecast.org, and there's like We Are Dribblecast, and it gives you instructions. It doesn't say who's actually sorting through them, but I'm thinking we ought to create a day, Bum Rush the Dribblecast, and just take a story from someone else's weekly challenge story and put it together. All the text is up in the show notes, just a reminder. And just take someone else's story and just say, hi, this is me from whatever, and I'm doing this story that was taken from the weekly challenge over at 100 Word Stories, one a day until the day I die.com. And, you know, then after you do the story, it's like, thank you, and be sure to check out more at the Dribblecast, and also at one a day until the day I die.com. We're not dead yet, or something like that. Come up with something clever. We're going to bum rush the Dribblecast. We're going to post the stories over their email. They're going to be like, oh, what the hell? Oh, they're trying to take over. Norm, help us. And then we'll have a war, and we will be victorious. Or we can cooperate and provide them with content, because really, they only post like one every few months. It's like, come on, this is cool. You know, reading other people's stories and producing them, well, except when it's for the weekly challenge, then it's like, come on, really? But if something moves you, if one is moving you, think, hey, I can do better. I'll be shit with Planet Z. Anyone can do better. So think about it. Give it a try. And let me know if you want to be in on it. And we'll be, all right, let's pick a day and let's all do it. Or it can be clever and just trickle a few in. Trickle. Funny word. Tom, what have you got? Let's hear what you've got here. Are you over there yet?
Hello, Night People. Tom here. And I've got updates. Story total, 6,073. Story average, still rising at 18.63. Movement. Mick enters the top 80. Julie is one story behind Miata Stardust and tied with Ross in the 72nd place. Spade is also tied with B in the 56th place. Serendipity is just three stories away from Golden Monkey status and four stories shy of Iron status. Cliff is a mere story away from Iron status. Justin is just one story away from passing Guy David. Much to his surprise, your humble scribe found an error in the challenge spreadsheet, and upon recalculation, he passes Planet Z with 403 stories posted, moving back into the second position. Total stories posted to the site, 589. Hello, Night People. Tom here, and I've got four stories. The first story is a continuation of A Well-Defined Relationship, Part 29. Timmy turned to Dino Mod. Mr. Martin, why are you here? Call me Dino. I'm an old friend of Mr. Bannister. When he heard one of his last passengers was in trouble, he leaped straight into the thick. I'm just in tow. Sorry, sir. Sparky says your ID beacon is popping up all over CoastNet, which means you're a troll monkey from low places or a DX agent from rather high places. Do I look likely to have a Coast pay grade? I'm just Matt Helm. Seems Coast isn't as secure as it used to be. Story 2. Professional courtesy. The coast is clear, whispered Jack. Doesn't appear so. I would say the coast is quite overcast, returned Frank. Idiot. It's a figure of speech. Could have said something a bit less colorful. Less chance to misinterpret your intent. Shut the fuck up. Can we get on with this? Don't have to get all defensive. You might seek out some anger management help when... Wham! Jack deftly stepped over Frank. Eyeballed the remainder of his second story crew. The coast is clear. Everyone's head vibrated in recognition. Too bad Ralph took that moment to clear his throat. Blam! Story 3. Never wear a red uniform. Ivory sand was being lapped by cobalt waves. The horizon glowed with a mixture of violet and vermilion. Twin suns dipped into the sea. Zax Pendersall reclined on a beach chair a mere 20 yards from the Grand Coastal. A regular circuit of cabana boys delivered Romulan ale to his upturned hand. Being the weapons officer on a starship did have its perks. When your coastal Ferengi resort has phasers locked on, customer satisfaction becomes paramount. When the twin Andorian hospitality hostesses arrived with cocoa butter, Zach lowered his Ray-Bans and said, "Make it so." And the last story, not pawnable. It's odd the things we collect. In most cases, the monetary value has an inverse relationship to its sentimental value. Where I grew up was nearly as far away from any ocean as a person could be. So on my first trip to New York, I filled a glass aspirin bottle with water. During the same year, I visited San Francisco, and armed with the same bottle, I filled it with water. When I returned to Chicago, I mixed both of them into a single jar. It sat in my parents' house for the next 20 years. Mom took it with to Phoenix.
Thank you, Tom, for the update and those cool stories. And, well, I love it when folks pass. I love when folks pass Planet Z because I'm like, no. Let's just keep up the delusion. What? Did I hear a meow? Oh, Fluffy's outside. I'm going to go get Fluffy. So let me just update my spreadsheet, and here's CERN. And by the way, Tom, thank you for keeping track of these. Even though it's not a competition, this is cooperation. We're all working together to be creative and fun. And sometimes folks are having a down day or feel ill. Hopefully this cheers them up. And then I babble and ruin it all. So here's Serendipity.
Clearing the reef. The lookout spied an unknown coast, not recorded upon our charts. We set to, and launched a rowboat to the shore, and on making landfall, I claimed the new land in the name of king and country. It was not long before we were surrounded by curious natives. We bartered beans and trinkets, and were persuaded to visit their village, where it transpired a great feast was to be held in our honor. Whilst we awaited the meal, the crew debated amongst themselves what delicacy might appear upon the menu. The delicacy turned out to be us.
Serendipity, your stories are a delicacy. All of your stories, every one of you, every person who sends in a story, it's all a delicacy. It's all a wonderful buffet of listening and reading and speaking and believing. Thank you, Serendipity. And I'm not bullshitting there. Really, people are coming up with some really good ones this week. And I'm thrilled. I am truly thrilled that folks are having a good time with this. Unless you're not having a good time, then what the hell are you here for? No. Whoa, someone sent me a friend request that I have no idea what they are. Yeah, not now. right. I've no idea who they are. No. I have no idea who they are. No. However, if... Oh my god. Everett Lynch? Dude, okay. Oh man. I'm just gonna start, putting requests out to folks that, who knows. Okay, let's see. I'm gonna put that out to you. Ooh, do you ever friend your boss? We'll just hold off on that for a bit. I don't know. Maybe I'll give her a bundt cake. Let's see. Remove them. Added them. Let's put them on. I thought I had them on my list. See, it's an embarrassing thing. You add somebody and you're not sure. Let's add them. And let's add them. And heck, let's add them. Let's just add a bunch of people here. Let's add them. I'm just going to add a bunch. Why not? You know? Let's just have some fun. And if they delete, they delete. You know, that's not my problem. Not my freaking problem. If they go, oh, I'm not so sure. You know what? Tough. Let's just go on a festival. And if they go, oh, God, I don't like who you've become. Oh, not my problem. Oh, I know them. They were a good person. Probably too good to deal with me. Now let's go there. And screw it. Let's go there. They were pretty good. It's been forever. Yeah. Whatever. Them? Oh, God, no. It's just kind of fun. Ooh, I remember them. They were all right. They were a good person. Probably too good for the likes of me. No, I don't want to read their crap. Oh. That person died earlier this year. I remember them. Wait, why were there... And another one! Time is creeping up on all of us, isn't it? Ooh, gotta add them. Unless they've already removed me. Oh, that person? No, they... God, they turned into someone worse than me. Whew. Alright, so let's add them. Oh, hell no with them. Oh, them? They were good. Yeah, let's add them. And let's add them. Unless they've removed me. See, it ought to say when they remove you so you don't embarrass yourself. So not so you get mad. Okay, I want to be able to see what they come up with. I want to see with them. I've already removed them because they were just, oh, God, really? So, anyway, I think I've, no, wait, ugh, this is going through a part of my life that I don't want to go through. How about I just, now that I've bored the whole hell of a lot of y'all out, let's go with Lizzie. And, you know, go through your friends lists and who it's suggesting and say, hey, you know, give them a try. What's the worst that can happen? You know, pull them off again. Or they'll pull you off. Or they'll go, oh, I'm so insulted. And it's like, you know, what I do is I just send back a question mark. If it's like, huh? Oh, okay. Whatever. So, here's Lizzie.
The lighthouse swept the darkness of the sea and the vastness of the coast, alive in the distance, sparkling with tiny glow worms. Being a tormented diva was hard work. So when Millie ran up the stairs of the lighthouse with the intention of pretending to jump off, she didn't really expect to see a man struggling to swim ashore. Much to her surprise, Millie forgot about the diva plans and ran down the stairs. She jumped into the dark, tormented waters and saved the dying man. That's how she went from diva to angel. And somehow, she enjoyed the change. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog, lizziegoodcock.blogspot.com, and talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Lizzie. Okay, I got my first, someone accepting one. Let's see how long that lasts. All right. Oh, there's a Zach Claxton live at 2 p.m. Am I going to be shopping during? I haven't heard Zach for a while. Although every now and then, when I'm dealing with cloud computing, I play his "You're Like a Cloud." It's the anthem for cloud computing, man, because it's kind of a wishy-washy sort of love song to the coast. It's beautiful, man. You should check him out. I used to do this Tunes in SL thing where I'd gather up all the Second Life musician albums and music for sale. Well, those that would, you know, say, hey, you know, here's my link. And I would not be asking. I never asked for freebies. I would buy the stuff that I liked. You know? Kurosh Dini, I think he's User S-Bin or something. His musical stuff is cool, man. Or is that a Lazarin Mondius? I don't know. But the psychiatrist dude who does the music and the electronic stuff, and he does it on the Tita Ridge on Saturdays, I used to love listening to that when I had the time for it. But now it's like, okay, I'll listen to one or two here. But now that I've got the earpiece, what? Hold on. What is it? Hi, Fluffy. Hello. That's Fluffy. He's a visitor cat that comes by. He's been coming by for a few months. And we let him in because he's really friendly, really nice, and Tinny likes him. And they eat treats together. Mist, not so much, but Mist has become kind of... She's really weird ever since Bruin died. Those two were really bonded together. I mean, they would, you know, if this is the kind of weather that they would be stacked up. Just a pile of baby panther. It was just so beautiful, and they clean each other's ears, and they go hunting together, and it just breaks my heart. Well, should old acquaintances be forgot? Nah. Let's bring in Tora. I babbled enough.
On an old map of Africa, you can read the names. Ivory Coast, Gold Coast, Slave Coast. Others appear only in the traders' records. The sweltering Boyle's Coast was to be avoided. The Angry Birds Coast was populated only by an alarmingly intelligent species of ostrich. On the Giant Hats Coast, it was absolutely taboo to go bareheaded, and the natives expressed their respectability by the size of their hat. When the first European ship landed there, the captain doffed his hat to the local chief and bowed. The penalty for this deadly insult deterred all further attempts at trade.
Wait, there's a slave coast? No, I live on the Gulf Coast. Although, sure, you can call it Slave Coast. Who are the slaves? We all are. Take off your glasses so that you won't see all of the obey and this is your God messages. What was it, They Live? Was that movie? Crazy movie, man. Crazy movie. Thank you, Tora. They live. Speaking of people that live, one person that lives to the almost fullest, not quite, but still working hard to get there, it's Julie. Let's say, whoa, I have 5 gig free? Dang. Who needs more RAM? Oh, well, what I do need is a better graphics card. I don't know why, but I've been scoping out a desktop to buy for home, and I'll come up with one. Oh, yep, it's the time for wiping. Time for wiping. Yes, this proves that I actually maintain my monitors. It is a time for wiping. I'm sure that I could have saved you all the grief of listening to me do this stupid... What is it, Fluffy? Now Fluffy wants in on the act. Okay, and we're cleaning this. And we're cleaning the HDTV. This is the TV that we used to have in the living room. But now we have a smarter one out there. Although I'm sure that there's even smarter now this Christmas. They, like, trickle all the new applications and technology so that, sure, they could release the better refresh rate and the energy savings and the smart functions and the Netflix connectors and the synchronization with the Blu-ray and all that stuff. But they leak one feature at a time, and then they send out features that are stupid, like 3D. I wouldn't be able to pump this thing to my Bluetooth headpiece without having to plug in a dingle or a dongle or whatever. But the one that was on sale didn't have it. But the one that you needed, the feature that you want, that need, well, that was another $1,000. $1,000 just to pump it into my dingle dangle? I don't think so. And that sounds kind of rude. But now, this year, that one's on sale. Really? What was it? Oh, yeah, Julie. Her story.
Well, this is take two. I don't know what happened to take one. Hi, it's Julie. Merry Christmas and almost Happy New Year. I don't know what week I'm on in this, but this is my 100-word story on the topic of coast. and I've picked some appropriate background music. We'll turn it up a little bit here. Hang on. There we go. Nothing like the dulcet tones of Grace Slick. This is called Coast. From my beach, I see that coast, the plains, circling and returning again, waiting to land to the west. The lights, the bridge, and in that dream, the mushroom cloud imploding that shook me from sleep. From my pier, I remember the smoky hole in the ground, the fighter jets shaking the crystal in the case, you and I taking bets on when the world would end, preaching your apocalypse while I grilled fish. I wish to be taken to the cliffs and scattered when I'm gone, thousands of chalk tons melting into the sea, crumbling my malaise away. Okay, guys, I will see you all in 2014. Thank you, Lawrence. Take it slow, man.
Thank you, Julie. Something to ponder, I guess. Another thing to ponder, a friend of mine just posted up a something to ponder. George Carlin's wife died in 2008, and George followed her, dying in July 2008. Minor problem. Brenda Carlin died in 1997 from liver cancer. I already knew that. Sally Wade, Sally something. She died. I think she's still alive. So this thing's, he wrote it right after? No, I'm not too sure. So a lot of things get attributed to George Carlin. So let's go to Snopes. Snopes.com. Yes, I'm the jerk that Snopes is things. And Snopes is a verb. So George Carlin. All right. So on aging and all that. And here. So let's go to, and it is, Paradox of Our Time. False. All right, so I'm going to wind up being the jerk. So this Paradox of Our Time is, okay, I'm the jerk. What have you, Snopes, recently? And it's not that I don't love you. I love you so much that I want you to live in reality, to have the right view of the world, of the truth, even though it would be a nicer and more wonderful place if these things, some of them were true. But it isn't. You can wish it, though. But really, isn't it best to make the real world, the honest world, the good place? I'm not saying that you're dishonest. You've just been taken in by some well-intentioned charlatan. You know, like me. Ooh, what time is it? I love this cool clock. I like cool clocks. I picked up one that's backwards. I added a gear clock with additional gears. I think Fluffy wants to go outside. All right, how about I get Muncie going? And it'll be the last of the month that, you know, the humans and the mechabats and the this and that. And then next week, we're going to hear something new.
Greetings, microphone in a medium-sized insulated cardboard box. Cat here, once again recording on the voiceless Munzee's behalf during this, my brief time in a quiet, peaceful house. Would you like to hear a story? Because if the description of this podcast I've been given is an accurate one, I suspect that you do. Die Hard. By Christopher Monroe. I get that the premise eventually wore thin. Guy trapped in a place, deals with whatever, with no outside aid. It was never the sort of premise that, however much Hollywood tried, was going to remain fresh. And yes, by the end of the 90s, we were tired of the formula. Nonetheless, man, Die Hard, it's basically the perfect movie. Sharp, tight, witty, with just the right amount of explosions. If you've seen the film recently, you already understand what I mean. If not, watch it with me, Come on to the coast. We'll get together, have a few laughs. Thus concludes Munzee's story for the week. For more information on Munzee, consult him on Twitter at MunzeeMunzee. If you want to know about me, my Twitter handle is CatIsMarilyn. For more information on Die Hard, seriously, you don't know Die Hard? For real, get it together, you guys.
Thank you, Cat, for pinch hitting for Munzee. Or is this the monthly, the thing what he's doing, you know, just, I'll pretend to be sick. And how about you come up with your own story, too? When Munzee's feeling better, you want to come join us? After all the crazy, stupid crap I've said? You know? Yes? No? Maybe? How about I just play Norval Joe's story, and we just call this Even Steven? Right?
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 401, with a prompt of choice. Tonight I'm recording with a friend's SM58 Shure microphone, trying to figure out why I'm getting a garbling sound in my recording. I think it's actually my computer and not the microphone. So if that's the problem, I don't know what I'm going to do. By the way, I count every word. And if I can't get a 100-word story to work with 100 words, I try a different one. But that's just me. Speaking of just me, here are my thoughts and my submission for this week's 100-word challenge. I heard a guy justify sexual promiscuity by saying, 100,000 years ago, we had to spread our seed wherever we could to make sure our race would survive. By that same rationale, then, men should be allowed to rape teenage girls, since girls have no value to the tribe until proven they can bear children. We litter because we used to live in trees. Out of sight, out of mind. At least the tree was clean. Now, if you litter, you're bad. I choose monogamy, because 100,000 years of evolution should mean acting less like a monkey, not more. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
I agree, we should be acting less like monkeys and more like platypuses, which I have toxic bites. I don't know, but you know what? Thank you. Thank you for telling us, showing us a piece of your soul. Many pieces of your soul. Let us glue them together and make art. Put a bird on it. Thank you. Norval Joe, every now and then, folks, if you need to rant, if you need to haul off in a story, even if it's not a shameless plug, go for it. You know, who needs to be here? You're hearing my crap every week. How about a little bit of your thoughts? Really? I'm on my second cup of coffee, by the way. Caramel. So, yeah, I put up in the Amazon wish list a whole bunch of sampler packs or whatever. If you're feeling crazy, I don't rattle the tip jar. What I do is I use the wish list for my personal future shopping list, and I just buy them myself. But it's just a reminder of, hey, if I ever see that, just go get it. Or if I get, like, gift cards from folks for various holidays, I'm like, oh, yeah, I really wanted that back in 2003. God, I still need to get that. It could be verse book. I need to go get that. I've been picking up a bunch of Millard Fillmore stuff. So, whoa, what do you do? You know, you did that when you were a kitten. Now you're still doing it, miss. She pokes me through the back of the chair, which means I need to get a new chair that doesn't let her poke me in the back. God, what a goofy-ass cat. She's poking me like, hey, I want your attention. You're not going to get it. No, come here. Come here. Come here. Come here, little girl. She doesn't talk much. So, but now that she has a tingly collar, I can shake her. I'm not shaking her too hard, I'm just tingling the collar. Who's a good little girl? Yes, you are. I know you miss your boo. Her tail is straight up. Even more than straight up. She is one happy little critter girl. Yes, you are. I'm just avoiding the inevitable. Yeah, Planet Z. Downfield.
friends in New York say that the East Coast is the best. My friends in California say that the West Coast is the best. My friends in Chicago say the lakefront is the best, but fuck those losers. That isn't a coast. If you want a coast, come down to Texas and enjoy the Gulf Coast. No income tax and low real estate costs. What's not to like? Hurricanes? When I last checked, the East Coast gets hit worse than the Gulf Coast. Sure, it's hot. That's what air conditioning is for. And beer. Lots of beer.
A whole bunch of stories there about coast, the topic of coast, and still people came up with stories with the holidays and the shopping and the returns and the madness and the family. They still took time out of their busy schedules to share these stories with you. And we got the new year coming up too. So another week of, hey, these are the hardy and sturdy writers and recorders. You know what? If you've got family around, include them in your story. Have them record it. Have little Timmy or old Grandma Mavis record the story, even especially if it involves vibrators and dragons. So thank you guys for being a part of it. I know it's cold, or if you're in Australia, it's hot. Either way, maybe it's cold and hot. You smeared your loins with icy hot. That'll get you going in the morning. Also, coffee. So you can check out more at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for being a part of it. The year is over. A brand new year begins. Challenge yourself to write, even if it's not, even if it's for Dribblecast, and post up to the Dribblecast. Write somewhere. NaNoWriMo every month, each and every month, or EditWriMo. Have someone send you their NaNoWriMo and edit it for them. Be creative. Be amazing. Be yourself. And if you don't feel like being yourself, be someone else. And they can be you and whatever. But just be. And it's good to be with you for another week. I'll see you all next week. Until then, the next topic is horn. So toot your horn for the New Year's. And as always, keep it brief.